This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, February 26, 2010. Following Jesus' example. The scripture is 2 Chronicles 17, verses 3 and 6. The Lord was with Jehoshaphat. His heart was devoted to the ways of the Lord. Jehoshaphat's God-seeking took a rather unusual shape. On the one hand, it led him to fortify cities and strengthen his army, and on the other hand, it prompted him to send teachers throughout the land to instruct God's people in God's law. Military and moral preparedness. Who would have imagined that God-seeking would look like that? Yet, that's why Jesus regularly spent time alone with the Father. He knew he had a fight on his hands with spiritual enemies among his own people, and he also had disciples to teach about the ways of the kingdom. As in the days of Nehemiah, who rebuilt the wall of Jerusalem, seeking God means being ready to fend off attacks as we do our work. Our struggle today, though, is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of evil. In all our daily living, we need to be fortified against attacks to our faith and our work in the Lord. It's fascinating to see how God honored Jehoshaphat's God-seeking. God made all the surrounding nations to be at peace with Judah. Former enemies, fearing God, showed up offering tribute to God's people. In Christ today, we are called to be faithful as we work through the church to build God's kingdom. Imagine the results when we seek God with all our heart.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.